Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO on a Wednesday evening. And tomorrow, the NCAA tournament starts. We'll talk NCAA tournament a little bit later in the show. But I wanted to start tonight's show with just a way that I feel about my present day situation in life. As a 51-year-old single guy that would love to be in a relationship, that would love to be married, that would love to have a kid one day, although time is ticking and running out, I'm not desperate. I'm not desperate. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then you know what? I got a lot of good that's going on in my life. But I'm not going to ever feel desperate in this world. And I bring that up because I never want my favorite sports teams to ever be desperate. All of the teams that I love, whether it's the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Minnesota Wild, the Golden Gophers, in all the sports that they play, I never want the teams that I appreciate, that I enjoy watching, I never want to feel like they're desperate. The Twins, the Minnesota Vikings, I feel like for the last week or so, with all of this conversation surrounding Aaron Rodgers. The Vikings should go ahead and look at Aaron Rodgers. Bring him into the mix. He might be the missing piece to them winning a Super Bowl. No, he's not. But I didn't like the optics of it all because it felt like the Vikings were all of a sudden, even though they had a great season last year with Sam Darnold and he went to Seattle, or that they invested a top 10 pick in J.J. McCarthy. All of a sudden, the Minnesota Vikings are a desperate team. And I hate looking at one of my favorite teams in sports and feeling that way. So I'll say that right now I'm breathing a sigh of relief that the Vikings, it seems, at this particular point, are moving past discussions with Aaron Rodgers. And for that, I give a round of applause. I am happy about that because he is not somebody that I wanted to bring into this organization. I didn't. And so it was really bugging me over the last 10 days. And Chris Tubbs, I don't know how you have felt about this, because in sports, it's not always just about the talent that you have. It's also about the culture. We hear culture all the time. We heard about culture with PJ Fleck. We've heard culture with Kevin O'Connell. I don't want to be bringing in somebody that has a history of arrogance, of being disruptive, and being somebody that can be a coach killer into this culture in this locker room. Yeah, I know years ago that you had the Brett Favre situation. And he came to Minnesota, and yes, that first year, it was amazing. Okay, never been a Brett Favre fan, dealt with it the 2 years that he was here. But I think that that's the only reason why this has been as big of a talker as it's been, Chris, is because of what Brett Favre did back years ago. If that never happened, I don't think that we're talking about Aaron Rodgers in the way that he has been discussed over the course of the last week. So I'm not sitting here saying that the conversations are dead in the water, because I think that they're still, until he makes a move, right? Like, until he makes a move, until he signs with the Giants, or if he signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's still going to be rumblings out there about Aaron Rodgers. But I always felt like two things. Number one, that this story was a little bit overplayed, and I think some of the drama with the Aaron Rodgers stuff, and I know that Diana Russini does a great job with The Athletic, but I think that she's tight with his camp, with his agent, and I think that there was a lot of feeding of this narrative and story with certain reporters, and that happens in sports, right? We see it happen all the time, and I'm not blaming her in any way, shape, or form. But the bottom line is, I think that this was the Rodgers camp kind of planting the seed to see how far it could go with Minnesota, and I'm not sure that Minnesota was as aggressive in these conversations. But at this particular point, I'm ready to move on.
The Vikings at this point, Henry, are in a position where they have got this plan, and you've got the dream in the NFL. You got a young quarterback on a very affordable deal. We've seen the 49ers do it. We've seen the Bills do it. You know, we've seen the Chiefs do it. Like, this is how a lot of these teams are trying to build themselves. And so, number one, from a football perspective, you would have taken this entire plan and you would have thrown it away at least for a year, because it would have been a substantial amount of money. Number two, you mentioned the culture. I don't think Aaron Rodgers would have been here for the right reasons. Aaron Rodgers would have been here for Aaron Rodgers. You know what? Maybe he can do the one thing that Brett Favre couldn't do. It'd be, you know what? He won't throw an interception in the championship game, get you to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. I don't think Aaron Rodgers, at the end of the day, is here for the Vikings. It would have been for him. And I think this is absolutely the right move for the team. I also think it would have been a PR nightmare. Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, the name, might have attracted some people, but at the end of the day, I think you've just got fans who are tired of everything and, you know, all the distractions. And if you sign the clown, expect the circus. And thankfully, the circus is not going to be coming.
651-461-9226. What is your reaction to this story today? And we'll definitely talk a little bit later with Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider himself, about this particular story. But I think that there's also something that occurred in the last 24 hours that got us to this point this morning. And the thing that happened, Chris, is that, and I really think that this player from another organization really helped out the Minnesota Vikings. And it's Cam Hayward, the star defensive lineman from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because you know what he said? Cam Hayward said yesterday, publicly, and the soundbite is out there somewhere, he stated, hey, look, man, if you want to be a Steeler, then sign with the Steelers. But we're not going to be waiting around on you all day. That was Cam Hayward articulating on behalf of the Pittsburgh Steelers and letting Aaron Rodgers know, dude, we're not dealing with no darkness retreats. We're not dealing with all that circus and foolishness that you're accustomed to doing in the offseason. We're not doing that, man. Either you're on board and you're going to be here, or you're not, and we need to find somebody else. It's funny how that came out yesterday, and then today the Vikings are thinking, maybe Cam Hayward is having a good point. Now, maybe that had nothing to do with it, and I'm pretty sure it didn't. But I loved hearing him come out and speak that way about Aaron Rodgers. Because at this particular point, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't make a decision about what he wants to do in the next coming week or so, there's speculation that first off, the thing that I heard this morning is that he's probably going to look to maybe wait and decide till after the draft. But my thing is this, after the season that you just had, if you're Aaron Rodgers, why are you waiting? Do you think that you're still him? You think you're still that guy? I don't think he's that guy.
No, I think Aaron Rodgers in his mind thinks that he's that guy. And I mean, hey, listen, this would have been a great signing if this was maybe 2015. This is 2025. You may be getting a version of Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze, so to say. So again, the Vikings have put themselves in such a good spot in terms of just the flexibility, and you know, you get through all of the veteran contracts and the, you know, competitive rebuild, and now you're at a point where the roster is kind of built the way that you want it. Are you going to throw everything away? Are you going to throw away a relationship for what could potentially turn out to be a disastrous fling? This is not the fling for the Vikings.
All right, 651-461-9226. We got to pause for a second. We'll come back. Jay and Hammond, I know that you want to get in, and you'll be first on the docket to talk about the Aaron Rodgers situation and the Minnesota Vikings. And we'll also get to your text on the WCCO Talking text line. And we'll do that next here on The Late Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, at times Christopher Tubbs has used the dump button on himself. I'm not going to use the dump button on myself. He may want to dump button me at times, but I'm not going to do that here. Especially with this Aaron Rodgers.
Don't mention the R word. If you can't mention the R word, Rodgers, because that's worth a dump.
Oh, man. We're talking Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about the story that that came out this morning that the Minnesota Vikings at this particular point are not looking to sign Aaron Rodgers, that it's JJ's team, and that's the way that I've wanted it to be the entire time. 651-461-9226. Let me say this. This does not mean that they aren't supposed to go out and sign a quarterback. They need to sign a backup quarterback. Now, whether it's a Jameis Winston, I still don't believe he's signed anywhere yet, but the bottom line is, you can't proceed into the off season without signing some veteran quarterback. You need that. Now, I'll give you a name, and this is not in terms of a starter, okay? This is not a starter. But you know a name that signed that's kind of interesting as a backup? Cooper Rush.
Vikings killer Cooper Rush?
I think that Cooper Rush is a decent backup, not as a, you know, like as a long-term starter, but he came in and played well against the Vikings and other teams when when Dak had some issues, when Dak was out injured. But yeah, just as a backup. But that's all you're looking to sign anyway. Even if it was Jameis, like you're not signing Jameis Winston as anything other than a backup quarterback. But this is JJ's team.
Yeah.
Now let's get to some of these texts from the 952. We don't need Rodgers and his attitude and baggage. This from the 651. You are 100% right, Henry. Aaron Rodgers is a complete cancer to a team and its culture. He has done it everywhere he has been. This one from the 651. Chris is spot on. The Vikings are building for the near future. Aaron Rodgers is just thinking about himself like he is 10 years younger. Arr. And then this one from the 612 says, Aaron Rodgers is still the guy with a good offensive line, which the Vikings don't have. Do we think that the Vikings' offensive line isn't going to be better this year?
It will be, but he also had, I think, a pretty decent offensive line in New York, if I'm not mistaken. So
that's questionable. I mean, I wouldn't say that his line with the Jets was great.
Would you say that the line with the Vikings this year is going to be better or worse than what he had with New York last year?
Oh, I think it'll be better.
Okay.
I think it'll be better, but I don't think that, even though I think that the Jets offensive line wasn't that great, I just thought that he was just terrible. And this is the other thing about it. Like, in moments when he needed to be great, he wasn't that guy.
No, he wasn't special.
Some of it, Chris, wasn't necessarily on the offensive line with the Jets, because I see your point. We saw the tape. Like, there were times where he held the ball too long.
Yeah. Let's not forget that he was throwing with guys that he knew, you know, like the Randall Cobbs, with the Alan Lazards, with Devontae Adams. Do you honestly think that Aaron Rodgers can rolling in here week one and just expect that he's going to hit the ground running like Favre did in Cleveland, you know, in 2009? Like it's not the same situation. It's not the same situation at all. And Jay from Hammond, Wisconsin, who, you know, big Vikings fan, he was on the line and then, you know, he had to get going. But, you know, he kind of told me, he's like, hey, you know, he loved Brett Favre because Brett Favre was kind of a tough SOB. Whereas Aaron Rodgers is not that tough guy that Brett Favre was. So I think that, you know, I think the Vikings dodge a bullet all in all. But I do like your idea of Cooper Rush. I do think, Henry, that if the Vikings are going to bring somebody, it's got to be somebody who knows their role, right? Who knows that they are here as a support to J.J. McCarthy. They're not coming in and taking over the team. They are here to help J.J. McCarthy ultimately, and that's going to be how they're going to benefit the team. Maybe you have to step in when needed.
Well, this is the other thing about Aaron Rodgers, because let me just so everybody understands where I'm at in terms of looking at his talent. Do I believe that Aaron Rodgers is washed? No. Do I think that there's still a little bit of something left in the tank? Yes. But based off of past performance, based off of what we just most recently saw, the drop-off was pretty significant. And look, the year before, torn Achilles, right? So torn Achilles, drop off in terms of who he is as a quarterback. How do we know he's ever going to get back to being the Aaron Rodgers that we all saw? The MVP, the multiple MVP guy. Like last year, Kirk Cousins wasn't the same after his injury. Who's to know if Kirk Cousins is going to be a guy that's ever going to get back to where he was? And the other thing about Aaron Rodgers, Chris, is that when Aaron Rodgers was at his best, when he was winning MVPs and making a name for himself and was in his prime, you know what he did that was very much underrated? He was a much more mobile quarterback.
He not known as a scrambler, but he was a guy that could get out of the pocket and chuck the ball when he needed to. You see that the mobility is gone. The arm talent might still be there, but if you don't have that little bit of flexibility, then you're a sitting duck back there. No matter how good your line can be, you cannot just put yourself in a position where you're going to be that lame duck. You can't do it. And I think the Vikings that they saw, and I mean, maybe this is something they revisit. I certainly hope not. I hope this is kind of a one and done where, hey, it was cute. The dalliance was there. Let's move on.
Well, I think that there's one thing, too, about Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you agree with me on this or not, but I think that this is what we're about to see. I think we're going to see one of two things happen. I think that Aaron Rodgers is either going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers because the Pittsburgh Steelers are a playoff team and they still could be good, and he actually could kind of be a good fit there, mm-hmm. possibly, right, if he has his head on straight. Or Aaron Rodgers is done. I'm at the point where I think it's the Steelers or retirement. And I say that because people can say the New York Giants.
No.
Why would you go to the New York Giants? The New York Giants are terrible. And the New York Giants are possibly going to take a quarterback, too. I don't see how that's a fit. That makes no sense to me.
No, you're right. Like, Aaron Rodgers is at the point where he has earned the right, based on his play over the years, that if he wants to play for a contender that wants him, by all means, he's a Hall of Fame caliber player. So I absolutely agree. It's not going to be Tennessee. It's not going to be Cleveland. It's not going to be, you know, the Giants. It's either going to be Minnesota or Pittsburgh, a team that is at least on the fringe of making the playoffs. And if it's not that, then what's in it for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he could do more Pat McAfee. He could be, you know, the next VP candidate for, you know, RFK Jr. You know, he can do Joe Rowe. He can do whatever he wants. Darkness retreats. Yeah. He doesn't have to play football anymore. Like, Aaron Rodgers, as much as I don't like him as an individual, he's got just a fantastic resume. He doesn't have anything left to prove. It would just do him more harm than good if he ended up playing on a subpar team.
Yeah, I just don't get it at this point. And if you're the New York Giants, you're not going to spend $30 million or $35 million for Aaron Rodgers, and you're not going to win a championship, and you're not going to get close to getting to the postseason. Like, that makes absolutely
would they sell enough tickets, though? Would Aaron Rodgers, as they say, put butts in the seat for the New York Giants? Okay, they wouldn't. Okay, I'm just curious. Like, if you're not a contending team, is this all about marketing? Could you put together a solid marketing campaign around Aaron Rodgers if it's something you were willing to do? I just don't think that the Vikings are that team.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And then after that, we'll talk about the disrespect of an American hero on The Lake Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This next topic is one that really, really bugs me. And it involves the disrespect of an American hero. And that American hero is the late, great Jackie Robinson. Maybe some of you have heard what occurred earlier today. Maybe many of you have not. But a story on the website for the Department of Defense had always highlighted Jackie Robinson's military service. And it was found that that had been deleted. In part because of President Donald Trump's efforts to purge references to diversity, equity, and inclusion through, quote, a digital content refresh. Jackie Robinson, the man that broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball, one of sports' biggest figures, a legend, a trailblazer, a veteran. How dare this distasteful, disgraceful action be taken by the president? And also by Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, who said in a statement, DEI is dead at the Defense Department, and that the Department of Defense was pleased by the rapid compliance that led to the erasing of stories on Robinson, the Navajo Code Talkers, and others. What the hell does that mean? What is Pete Hegseth talking about? DEI is dead at the Defense Department. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean with regards to history? Historical figures in our country that did amazing things for the country. I am so sick of the disrespect. I am so sick of the blatant racism. Yes, and I called it exactly what it is. This is racism. It really does have my blood boiling. Because I'm not going to be somebody today, tomorrow, or ever that's going to sugarcoat things and take disrespect from people and not say something about it. What is the reason for this? And this is the thing. Because it's such a big story now, the Department of Defense restored the story. Now, to what level? I'm not sure if it's exactly how it was, but they know that they were wrong. But what's the point? Is the point to just try to rile people up? To make people upset? This is utterly unacceptable, and it bothers me to no end. This came up early this morning. They had their panel on the Morning Joe show. And Joe is, he kind of like asked the question because it's almost like he felt like this was a prank. Take a listen to their conversation here.
I hope these reports are inaccurate, that Jackie Robinson's profile has been removed from DOD websites. Yeah. Please tell me that this is not true.
Sadly, it is, Joe. A page dedicated to Hall of Famer Jackie Robinson's military history has been removed from the Department of Defense's website. A previously existing article about Robinson's time in the Army during World War II now shows one of those page not found errors. And the new webpage URL includes DEI before the story's headline, indicating it might have been taken down as part of the Trump administration's efforts to eliminate federal DEI programs. And Congressman, this is not the only one. We've been talking in recent days how the page dedicated to the Enola Gay, the flight that dropped the atomic bomb in Japan, was taken down, likely because the word gay appeared in it. Other American heroes, Medgar Evers, page dedicated to him, civil rights hero, taken down. Jackie Robinson is the epitome of American hero and a veteran, and yet erased from the Department of Defense's website.
Yeah, that's right. And the code talkers, too. Let's not forget about the Navajo code talkers who literally helped us win World War II by communicating and keeping our secrets in a way that the Japanese could not break our codes. Some incredible stories of heroism trying to be wiped away, because that's what this administration does. That's what Donald Trump does. If it doesn't fit his narrative, if it doesn't give him credit for it, then it doesn't matter. And it should be wiped from history. Right. So part of our challenge here is not allowing that to happen, to keep history alive, to continue to tell the truth over and over and over again and call it out just like we're doing right now.
Erasing history is what people are trying to do. When we all know that that's not a good thing to try to do in the United States of America. Like, we know who Jackie Robinson was. We know what he means to the world. How dare you try to do this and think that people are going to allow you to do this without saying anything? I don't know if there's anybody that would even try to defend this action. It makes no sense. I mean, did Jackie Robinson ever utter or utilize the words utilize the phrase DEI? Like, was that ever a reference back when Jackie Robinson was around? Medgar Evers, who lived to be a better, to be a person that wanted to live and try to help African-Americans in the civil rights movement. Like, are you understanding any point in all of this, Chris Tubbs?
No, I mean, I understand that. I feel like this might be one of those where they're going, they're looking for like keywords, buzzwords. And once they do, anything that might have that is instantly getting removed. And then potentially, if they realize it's an error, then they will reinstate that.
How is there a buzzword with what, if we're talking about Jackie Robinson and what he gave to the world and died a long time ago, what in the hell does that have to do with DEI?
I don't know. I really don't know, because I do feel like there's something to be said, though, if it's somebody that is not a straight, heterosexual, white man who contributed to the successes of the American military in history, then I feel like it's going to be minimized, or they're going to do their best to, you know, bury that in American history. And it's unfair, because if there's anybody, like this, that is the epitome of an American hero and an American patriot, I mean, it's Jackie Robinson and so many other people. I feel it's, I don't want to say ignorance, but I just feel like it's very short-sighted when you're trying to erase parts of history. And I know that they reinstated it, and I know Jeff Passan kind of had a plea about it today.
He was upset about it.
He was very upset, but that doesn't change the fact that I feel they can say it was a mistake, but everything based on what we're seeing with this administration, it's hard for me to give them the benefit of a doubt when they say, oops, our bad. I feel like this is something that, you know, it's like Scooby-Doo. We would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
All right, so let me I'm going to ask a question before we head to a break. And I'd love to hear this reaction on the text line from anybody. 651-461-9226. Why are the people that want to erase and delete history, white men? I'd love for somebody to answer that for me, because let me say this. As a black man, I don't think that history, hear me clearly, history for anyone, regardless of your race, your gender, your religion, whatever you say or do, I don't think that history should be deleted. Okay? Now, when I say that, I'm talking about, we talk about all the things that happened in this world and have happened in the past. And we talk the same way that we talk about things that are happening in the present, we talk about things that have happened in the past. Why would you ever want to delete anything? Like, we are brought into this world, and at some point in time, we will leave this world. Why would we want any historical things ever deleted? I don't understand. My mind, I'm trying to wrap my head around that. Now, there's a difference between deleting history and honoring people. There's a difference because I could see it right now. There's somebody that's ready to hop on the text line and talk about, you know, statues being taken down. There's a difference there. I don't ever want to see a statue of Kanye West ever erected. Ever. Because he doesn't deserve a statue for being the terrible human being that he is. He is not somebody worthy of being honored. There's a difference there. But why do we want to erase any history? And it seems to be, and the pattern is, because it's funny that you said that, Chris, because a white female friend of mine said the exact same thing that you said earlier. Why would we want to erase any history? 651-461-9226. I'd love a text. We'll take it next. All right, let's get to some of these texts here before the top of the hour break. Hi, Henry and Chris. I agree. Deplorable. Every day with Trump is a nightmare. This from the 612. DEI is blatant racism. Getting rid of it makes everyone equal. We know that that's a damn lie because DEI wasn't born out of DEI was born out of trying to create equality. It was born out of the racism that exists in a racist country. This person has no idea what DEI. You know how like some people they talk about DEI and they don't know what DEI is. The same people that say, oh, CRT, and they have no idea. This from the 507, agreeing with you, Henry, listening from, is it Kauai Island? I'm not sure which what island this is, but we appreciate it. The locals out here are devastated that they erased the Japanese, Filipino, and Hawaiian military contributions as well. And I apologize if I incorrectly pronounce that island. This one from the 612 can't erase us. This from the 952, they said it was a mistake and restored it. That's a damn lie. That's not a mistake that you make. I mean, it's just we can say that to try to make ourselves feel good, but that's just, I mean, come on, stop it. That's just, I mean, even when I read to you what Hegseth said, that's not like a refresh. It wasn't a mistake. And Trump never served, feels like he is pillaging and raping our country. This from the 952, I agree, though, that it was disrespectful. Jackie Robinson should be elevated as one of our greatest American heroes, and I think that he is. This one, I just read this, too. My grandson is a baseball collector. I introduced him to Jackie's story, and he fell in love with him also. For his birthday, I got a jersey and hat of Jackie Robinson, 42, a hero to many of us. And then this text, it says, this is revenge for people taking down Confederate loser statues. More text. History looked at positively or negatively in today's moral compass should never be erased. Whether it's Jackie Robinson or I'm assuming they're saying with regards to Lake Calhoun, I think this might be a typo. We want our children to learn from breakthroughs and mistakes in our history. And to me, I think that that's the one of the bigger points is that when we talk about history, the point of history, right, is acknowledging the good and bad that's happened in our lifetimes. Isn't correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, isn't that the point of like it isn't like we are born into this world and things happen both good and bad. And then we just start wanting to pick and choose the parts that we want to keep.
No, this is a totality, right? Like there are people that you might not agree with that have done good things that were minorities, maybe are not people that you are necessarily fans of now. But there are also people that did. But history is all encompassing. We can't cherry pick what it is that we want to celebrate and what we want to define as our history, because then it's not a true representation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This one, it says, the reason is because Democrats are obsessed with trying to separate everyone by race and not honoring individuals by merit. They use the divide and conquer method. We are all one. That's a bunch of baloney. Like, what? First off, what does this have to do with a political leaning? Like, in terms of, like, how you identify yourself? Is it, so it's just Democrats, or is it Republicans tomorrow, or is it independents? Like, are obsessed with trying to separate everyone by race? This is like the person that says, I don't see race. You know, that stupid notion, I don't see race. No, we all see race. Like, we should all acknowledge people and their differences, right? I don't see race. Do you see gender? Like, what are we doing here? Why are we just being dumb for the sake of being dumb? Henry, what was expected when the white Aryan was, that's pretty explosive, this is the texter, not me, was elected to the most powerful position in the world. 47 will be known as the person who changed the history of the United States and the people who got us to this place in the world. I think that in life, when we talk about honoring people that are worthy of being honored, why would you ever want to erase what they've done for the good of this country? It just makes no sense. Why are we doing things that rationally just make no sense? Like, I'm trying to figure this out. There's not one good reason, not one, where we should be trying to erase anything that Jackie Robinson has done. And we're not talking about him playing baseball. We're talking about his military service to the country. This is what we're doing. This is what we're focused on 2025. And look, I don't have time to get into this tonight. I'll get into it next week. But there's a take that I 100% can't stand anymore. It's the people that say, well, I didn't vote for this. Yeah, you did. You voted for this. You voted for this. When you put Donald Trump in office, this is what you voted for. Top of the hour break, we'll talk to Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider himself, coming up next here on The Lake Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.